You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. We have been going through a series, no? And this is our fifth week in our series. This is an eight-week series, and this series is entitled Truth to be Told. We are looking at the parables of Jesus Christ. Most of them, we are looking at the book of Luke. Sino sa inyo nabasa niyo na yung book of Luke, okay? Sa New Testament. Okay, great. We want to encourage you to take some time to read that. Now, today we're taking a shift. Okay, we are diverting from Luke just for today, and we're looking at a parable in Matthew. Okay, and we're looking at the parable of the workers in the vineyard. Okay, so, and our text will be in Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 to 16. Okay, so, are you ready for God's word this morning? Yeah. All right, can we all stand up on our feet? Matthew chapter 20, verse 1 to 16. Let us read this. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about noon and about 3 in the afternoon and did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "These who were hired last work only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I give you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my money, with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be the last. Let us pray for a while. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Lord, thank you that your word is true, your word is faithful, your word is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, and it faithfully works into our lives, into our hearts, Lord God, into our souls, Lord. And so we pray right now that you would minister to us, Lord, that you would quicken our soul and our spirit so that we may hear what you want to say to us and that we may see what you want to show us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Thank you so much. You may go and have a seat. You know, this parable that we are looking, okay, is recorded only, it's found only in the Gospel of Matthew. There's a parallel of this actually found in Luke 13, but it talks about the narrow door, okay, when you refer to the statement, those who are first will be last, and last will be first. But it's actually the same setting where Jesus was coming into Judea and bringing his ministry from Galilee to Judea and Jerusalem. No, it was towards the last days and weeks, okay, and months of his ministry. Okay, so now the Gospel of Matthew actually has a dominant theme. If you look at the entire book, it has a dominant theme, and that theme is about the kingdom of God. Many of the parables, many of the teachings in the Gospel of Matthew talks about the kingdom of God. Now, this parable that we're looking up, okay, it is important for us to understand a bit of a context, because if we will just go through this parable, read through it, without understanding where Jesus is coming from, okay, medyo hindi mag madaling tanggapin. Kasi medyo confusing, medyo unfair yung ano situation. Okay, so but this section actually begins in Matthew 19. Okay, again when Jesus was entering Judea and going towards Jerusalem, no? And ends towards Matthew 21 verse 10. Okay, and the events, okay, and teachings in this period have again talks about the coming of the kingdom of God, okay, and the new kingdom that is being brought here on earth, and this kingdom really, okay, this is important to understand. While he was teaching and talking about this kingdom that he was trying to help, trying to teach people, is really something that is not, you know, easily accepted and understood. Why? Because it goes beyond the norms. It's actually the teachings of the kingdoms of Jesus, the parables, and especially Matthew, are teachings that breaks assumptions and mindsets. It's actually a reversal of values, what the people were used to, were so comfortable to already. Jesus was coming in, talking about the kingdom, and breaking some mindsets and values and reversing them. And it starts with when he talks about in chapter 19 about divorce, about marriage, and then he talks about family, okay, and then he talks about children, okay, because in their culture, children hindi masyadong importante, no? Parang okay, when you become a man, okay, so especially kung babae ka, okay, but it talks about the value, okay, that is different in the kingdom compared to the prevailing culture during that time. Okay, so binangga niya yun, no, yung mga values, mga mindsets, okay, na nakagisnan na ng mga tao where the people are already comfortable. Not only that, he also confronted the wrong mindset and values of money and riches. Okay, when he confronted the rich young ruler, we'll talk a little more about that in a while. Okay, and then he binanggan din niya yung prevailing values about leadership in their time. Okay, so when two brothers came and want to ask, okay, to sit on the right, the other one sit on the right, and the other one on the left. Okay, so he did not rebuke them in his desire and ambition, but their selfish motives. Okay, so finally, in chapter 21, we see an ultimate reversal of values when this king, this son of God, this teacher, this miraculous working, okay, teacher and preacher went to Jerusalem. Okay, and you know, showing might, not in a form of a general, okay, but riding on a donkey. Okay, so that was really a parang, okay, paano ba to? Ano to? Alam mo, di ko magets to. Okay, akala ko ba king to? Akala ko ba leader to? Bakit donkey, hindi stallion? So it was really a complete reversal of the prevailing mindsets of people. Okay, so, and in fact, that's what parables are, no? Okay, so the parables are given a story that has a twist. Okay, it reverses things. And ganun din to, itong parable na to, you know? So going back to the parable, this is actually a parable in response to Peter's question to Jesus. When Peter said, "Teka muna, we left everything to follow you. What is in it for us?" Okay. Now, yung statement na yon, response yon nung sinabi ni Jesus sa rich young ruler. Are you getting this? So Jesus said this parable in response to Peter's question, and Peter's question was a response to Jesus' statement to the rich young ruler. So it really goes all the way back to this rich young ruler, no? And this rich young ruler, just a quick background, in their time, kumbaga, amongst them, it seems like, okay, he has the perfect life, no? He's the it. Kumbaga, kung may tinatawag tayong, di ba, narinig natin yung American dream. Kumbaga, ano, lahat ng ambition mo, lahat ng gusto mong maging, ito na, yung rich young ruler. Why? Not because he is rich, he is young, and he is a ruler. In other words, he is influential. Talagang sobrang, ano, okay, and ibig sabihin, Parang mabait din to, you know, very, this man has integrity. Because in fact, he came to Jesus and asked Jesus what he should do, okay, to have eternal life. And Jesus told him some of the commandments, okay, regarding his relationship with people. Do not murder, do not steal, do not give false testimony, okay, ano pa ba yung honor your father and your mother, and then he gives the summary, okay, love your neighbor as yourself. The other side of the command, because the command, the Ten Commandments has two sides, okay? If you remember our series about the Ten Commandments, okay, so, now, sabi niya, what do I still lack? Because lahat yan, Lord, ginawa ko na, na-perfect ko na yan. Yung relationship with other people. Now, obviously, Jesus intended, okay, to skip the first four commands about his relationship with God. Okay, so now, because he asked, ano pang kulang ko? Because this man was so good in the community, he was good in his personal life. I mean, he is really ideal in terms of, alam mo yung neighbor, in terms of a person, in terms of an individual success. Okay, so he's very ideal. But then he asked, what do I still lack? So when Jesus, okay, listen to me, when Jesus confronted him about the kingdom, because he had all of the things in this world, but really, he had no kingdom in himself. Kaya sabi ni Jesus, go sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and then come follow me. Okay? That changed everything. Siguro naisip niya, wow, talaga magiging 13th disciple ako. 13, malas ata yun ah. Okay, so parang ayoko na. Okay, so bibenta ko pa lahat ng kayamanan ko. But it's actually a rare offer that Jesus gave. Because Jesus didn't offer to all those who follow Him, okay, na mag-follow sa Kanya, to be part of the discipleship group. Okay, kumbaga the victory group. Okay? It was a rare offer. Very few people na sinabihan ni Jesus, come follow me. Alright, so it was a rare privilege. And yet, you know, he did not see that opportunity. He did not, you know, when it comes to the kingdom, medyo, okay, hindi ko, alright, masyado atang demanding yung kingdom na to. Ah. And so Jesus began to say about, make a comment about, because what really hindered him was his covetous heart. He loves his riches, and he's not satisfied, he wants to have more. Kaya in-skip ni Jesus yung, you shall not covet. Right? If you look at the commands that he gave, no, to follow. Okay, so and so Jesus made a statement that startled the disciples when he said, "Okay, mas madali pa ang camel lumusot sa needle." Okay, now there's a prevailing story that they call this. That's not true. Okay, but in other words, Jesus is just giving them a picture. Na if we trust our salvation in what we do, it's like trying to put the camel inside of a needle. Sino sa inyo nananahi dito? Okay? Or nag-try na kayo at least magtahi? Okay? Nakita na kayo ng needle. Right? Okay? Yung iba, hindi pa, you know? Kasi dinada na lang sa tailor. Okay? Pagkuha, tapos na. Okay? So, but you know, kung nasubukan mo magtahi, okay, may needle, okay, ali, kumbaga, camel in their time are the biggest, okay, animal in their, okay, in their, parang pet, no? In their yard. May horse, may dog, may, but camels are the biggest. Okay, of course they don't keep giraffes, you know. So, but camels are the biggest. Okay, the needle naman are the smallest hole. So Jesus was saying, if you trust your life in what you can accomplish, it's impossible. It's like you're trying to insert a camel in a needle. It cannot be done. Kaya sabi ni God, with man this is impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. Kaya doon na ano si Peter, sabi niya, Lord, we left everything to follow you. What is there? What is in it for us? So itong isa, okay, wala siyang inkling to do something for the kingdom. He did something for his community, lahat-lahat. Ito naman si Peter, lahat kingdom siya, puro kingdom eh. Pero ang tanong niya, eh Lord, what's in there for us? Binigay na namin lahat. Sinacrifice namin lahat. Okay, puro naman siya kingdom, you know? So, magkaiba talaga sila. But there is a common prevailing mindset. And that mindset is entitlement. It's the mindset of law, of works, and entitlement. The rich man, just because you're doing this, you're doing that, okay, you've perfected your relationship with your neighbor, okay, doesn't mean that, you know, you are entitled. Now, again, this doesn't mean, okay, let me just clarify, this doesn't mean that rich people will not get saved, okay? This is not what it's saying. It's simply saying that if you trust on other things, it will be impossible for you. If you trust in your riches, if you trust in your good works, if you trust in your connections, it can't be done. Okay, so Peter naman, okay, he trusts in his parang sort of like commitment to the ministry. Okay? Eh kasi, nag-sacrifice ako, okay, nag-asher ako, okay? Simula 9 hanggang 7, ako pag hindi asher, nagsisecurity ako, kumakanta pa ako minsan. Lahat na ng ministry, part na ako. Okay? Dapat naman siguro naman, alright, I earn heaven. So this is the common prevailing mindset. They go to church every Sunday, they do this, they obey the laws of Moses, and they think that because of that, right, because of that, they should earn the kingdom. They have the right. They are entitled. But then Jesus promised that no one who has left homes, no one who is doing this for God will ever fail to receive a reward. So, listen, church, you can be sure that when you serve God, you will have a blessing. You will have a reward. But that is not your basis, all right, to earn the favor of God to go to heaven. It's not. Okay, I hope that's clear. Okay, clear po ba yon? So salvation is never attained by works, okay? And to gain this is only futile. Okay? So ito na ngayon sinabi niya yung kingdom, because again, the kingdom, medyo nalilito na sila. Eh, kala ko ba, okay? You serve God, you love your neighbor, you do this, okay? Okay ka na kay Lord. Okay? So okay ka na, pasok ka na sa kingdom. Okay? So maraming assumptions na sinisira. Okay, ni Jesus, lalo na sa parable nito, okay? Parang story ni Big John and ni ng bus driver. You know, Big John is a 6'1" guy, okay, with mass of both fat and muscles, okay? And he gets into a bus, and sabi, and this driver is, you know, just a 5', okay, skinny driver, and sabi ni Big John, okay, Big John don't have to pay. So, takot yung driver, parang, eh, ang laki, hindi siya makaangal. So, dumiretso si Big John sa likod, upo. And then, naging regular na si Big John. Every time Big John gets into his bus, Big John don't have to pay. And so, medyo talagang nadidisturb, na-stress na siya, no? Talagang apektado siya, feeling niya nabubuli siya. So, he started to, master his self-confidence. Okay, he started enrolling in a gym. Okay, started to, you know, learn some karate and judo with the goal na, one day, pag sinabi mo yan sa akin, I'm gonna stand up against you. So, that day came, okay, so, meron na siyang a bit confidence. Okay, he mastered some moves in karate and judo. And so, Big John, okay, in his usual routine, comes up and said, Big John don't have to pay. And then tumayo yung driver, why not? So nagulat si Big John, sabi niya, Big John has a pass. Okay. Alam mo yung mga assumptions natin? Okay, so it breaks all of what we think. Now, okay, sige, okay, siga-siga. Hindi pala siya nagsisiga-siga. Talagang meron pala siyang bus pass. Okay, so, and minsan ganun, no? Marami na tayong naisip na, because of nakagisna na natin, because of culture, because of our exposure, ito na yung mga, but when the kingdom comes, it totally disrupts, okay, all of our assumptions. And this is the case of the parable when Jesus said this. So we find three sort of like groups, okay, or characters in this parable. We find the first group of workers, okay, yung mga unang nabigyan ng trabaho, no? And they work on the basis of legal agreement. Okay, verse 1, for the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers in his vineyard. Now Jesus tells on the outset that this parable is going to be about how the kingdom of God operates. Okay, so this setting was understood by everyone. There's nothing unusual about the beginning of this parable, nothing foreign. They understood this, okay? And in fact, when an owner going to look for a laborer, they simply have to go to the market. Ginagawa pa rin po yan ngayon, no, ng ibang bansa. If you go to Afghan, yung day laborers, okay, day workers. In other words, may mga tao doon na nandun lang sa market, naghihintay na mayroong nangangailangan, okay, and they will be hired to do the job. Okay, so nowadays, dito sa kultura natin, hindi na, no? Nasa may mga ano na, anong tawag doon? Applications for interview. Nakapila lang sila for interview. Okay? By schedule. Pero, it was a practice during the time. So, they understood what this meant, no? But there's a keywords regarding this first group of workers. Okay? So, again, first group of workers because there is another group of workers. And the word that we need to understand was the word agreed. Okay. In other words, they agreed. Verse 2, he agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into the vineyard. So, he, ibig sabihin, kumbaga itong mga laborers na to, sila yung nagsabi, okay, this is our rate. Okay, so for some reason, this landowner agreed. Okay, so, now later on, we'll find out na yung price nila for the day was actually beyond, okay, their usual, no? Because, so again, this first group of workers received a formal, okay, legal agreement. Although verbal, but it was legal, binding. Okay, so they went to work in the vineyard. And their relationship with the landowner, okay, was mostly on the basis of merit, on what is, okay, legally acceptable. Okay, so now this too is not unusual for the hearers. Okay, nothing is interesting has happened yet. Okay, so but the text did point out, mentioning that this was in a form of a verbal agreement. Okay, very important to understand. So and then the other word, the key word is they expected. So nag-work na sila, no? Nandun na sila. So when the time to get their pay. Okay, when evening came, verse 8, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, okay, call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last, once hired, and going on to the first. Now, that word foreman, interesting din yan, you know? Okay, we'll go to that later. Okay, so just put that in your mind. Okay, so, but, so when evening came, nandun na, tapos na yung trabaho, okay, 8 to 6, 12 hours. Tama ba? 12 hours ba yan? Oh, or 6 to 6. Okay, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay, so it was customary to pay the laborers every evening. Okay, kasi day workers sila eh. Day workers, ibig sabihin, dun sila umasa ng pang-uwi ng pagkain nila sa mga pamilya nila. Okay, so now verse 9, the workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came and each received a denarius. Okay, this other group of workers, not the first group. Okay, so so now, because of this verse 9, the disciples have been astonished at the generosity of this landowner. Kasi yung workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon, ibig sabihin isang oras na lang sila nagtrabaho, no? But they get a denarius, okay? A day's wage. So for the disciples, okay, ito na ngayon, meron ng twist yung story, no? Ba? Ang lupit, ah, ang generous, unexpected, okay? Munti ka na nga hindi ma-hire. Nung na-hire ka, you get the whole day pay. Okay, so it was unexpected. And this scene also sets up the tension, okay, in the minds of the listeners. So ito na ngayon, may tension na yung story, no? Okay, because they're now expecting, okay, magkano kaya ang ibibigay, alright, dun sa first group of workers. So verse 10, so when they came, who were hired first, they expected, can you say that word with me? Expected. So they expected to receive more, okay? But each one of them, okay, so parang kinikwenta na lang siguro, no? Okay, 1 hour, 1 denarius, okay? 12 hours tayo. Baka 12 denarius. Woo-hoo! Parang equivalent of 12 days of work. Okay, so, but, here's the twist. Each one of them also received a denarius. So, ito na ngayon, no? So, when the first group, when they saw how much the other group received. They expected something, but when their expectations, okay, were false, because it was based on someone else's experience, something happened. Okay, they assumed that they would get the same. And also, listen, the disciples, when hearing this, okay, parang tipong, could you imagine, ikaw yung isa sa mga disciples ni Jesus, no? Okay, parang labo ata nun, ha? In fact, okay, the story was really designed for people to sympathize with the first group of workers. Kaya kahit tayo ngayon, pag binasa natin to, parang di ko mag-gets to, ha? Parang, ganun ba talaga si God? How many of you have read this? And then parang, di ko mag-gets to, parang mahirap to. Okay? So parang, parang yung rich young ruler, no? Same reaction. Parang si Peter, Lord, parang we left everything to follow you. And then tayo ngayon nakikinig, ha? Parang, mahirap ata nun, Lord, ha? Parang it's not fair. Oh, di ba? Okay, so, but life is not fair. Okay, so, and I tell you what, we're better off that perhaps in our, with regards to our salvation and the grace of God, we're better off that God is not fair. Because if God will be fair with us, you know what's fair for us? Come on now. What do you think is fair for every sin? Of all the sins that you have committed? Eternal death. Buti na lang, hindi fair si Lord pagdating, okay, sa sins ko at sa grace niya. Right? So it's really, it's not crying out unfair, but it's really looking at the heart of God. The third key word is they grumbled. When they received it, they had begun to grumble against the landowner. These were hard. Last work, only 1 hour. And they said, and we have, you have made them equal to us. So, hindi sila nag-grumble, no? Hindi sila nagalit dahil wala silang tinanggap. Nagalit sila dahil parang bakit generous ka doon? Eh, minsan ganun din yung tao, you know? Pag nakita kang merong talagang tao na blessed and generous, parang, Lord, bakit siya? Lord, may bago na naman siya sasakyan. Lord, nagtatight naman ako ah. Lord, nagsisikap ako. Okay? Bakit siya, Lord? That is actually true, whether we accept it or not. I mean, think about this. When you see people who experience generosity, what comes into your mind? Wow, sarap naman nun. Ako kaya, kailan? Oh, di ba? Kailan ko kaya? Lord, ako rin, pwede. That's human nature. They were not angry because they didn't receive anything. They were angry because they saw generosity. Not to them, but to someone else. And so they grumbled. You see, when our false expectations are not met, we grumble. We grumble when someone else gets the promotion, but we don't. We grumble when someone else get healed and tayo, we're still sick. We grumble when, you know, someone is being recognized and you here, talagang binigay ko naman ng best ko as a volunteer. Ba't siya na lang lagi napapansin? Okay, so, okay, so, okay lang yan, lunok-lunok lang. Okay, so. Now, let's go to the other group of workers, okay? I need to hurry up a little bit, okay? So ito naman, okay, this other group of workers, they work on the basis of whatever the landowner thinks is right. In fact, there was no legal agreement. It's not binding. Basta sinabi lang ng workers, pumunta ka, magtrabaho ka, sige, ako nang bahala sa'yo. Okay, I'll take care of you, okay? I'll give you what is right. Okay, so, verse 3, about 9 in the morning, he went out, saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, you also go and work in a vineyard. I will pay you whatever is right. So they went. He went out again about noon. Okay, so pumunta siya nung 9 in the morning, you know, 6, 9. And then pumunta siya ng 12, tanghaling tapat. Okay? And then pumunta siya ng 3 in the afternoon. The same thing. May nakita siya. Okay, go work. And then 5 o'clock. Isang oras na lang bago matapos yung araw. Ha? Wala kayong ginagawa? Sabi mo, walang nag-hire sa amin, sir. Sige, go. Work in my field. Okay, so Yun ang sabi niya, verse 7, no? Now, this part of the story, again, gets interesting, no? As Jesus shared this parable. Because there were unanswered questions on why these laborers were not hired. Baka sila ito yung mga payatot, mukhang hindi tatagal to sa 12 hours, eh. Parang, tipong, tingnan mo palang yung skill, okay, parang, okay, kumbaga, hindi pwedeng ibenta. Di ba? Parang, not marketable. Ito yung mga klaseng workers na to, eh, no? So, but the outstanding point here is that the landowner told them, you go, come work, I'll give you whatever I think is right. Ooh, parang okay. So that was the arrangement. In other words, this second group of workers, this other group of workers, simply trusted this landowner. Trusted him for his word. All right, so now, to their surprise, verse 9, the workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon, okay, di na minention yung ibang workers, no, because they were just pangpakapal lang actually ng story yon. But the main idea here are those who were hired first and those who were hired last. Okay, that's why Jesus said the first will be last and last will be first. Okay, so anyway, not only what happened is that they get a day's wage, a denarius. Okay, in other words, they not only work on the basis of trusting God, they actually get more than what they deserve. Wow. And you know what, church? I believe that is what God really has given us. If we think about what we deserve, what can you, okay? Kumbaga, kung tatapatan mo si Jesus ng what you deserve, talo ka na. Because we really don't deserve anything. Yes, we tried to do good. Yes, we tried this. We gave our best in many, ano. Pero pag-uusapan na talaga kung ano yung deserve natin. But God, when we set our attention and our focus to God, we'll be surprised that we receive better than what we deserve. Okay, so, interesting. Okay, These people, lalo na yung hired last, no? Ito na talaga itong siguro, desperado na sa buhay. Mga desperado na talaga. Lord, okay, so, isang araw na lang, wala na, talagang yari na ako at pamilya ko. Okay, so, walang nag-hire. Yet, they were there. They remained there. They were hopeful. And then we go to the landowner. Okay, so, isn't that amazing? And I believe, we are those, okay, in terms of our relationship with God. If we see God, not as, you know, our relationship with Him, not as a legal contract, but we see our relationship with Him as a relationship, not a religion, then you can trust God in His Word, and you will definitely get better than what you deserve. Even if you think you are in a situation right now that, Lord, I don't deserve this. Lord, ang hirap nitong situation ko ngayon. Lord, bakit ganito? Lord, bakit ganyan? Lord, if you really think about it, right? If you will stop comparing, if you will stop being envious, you will really find that God has given you better than what you deserve. And then we'll go to the landowner, who is actually generous and gracious to everyone. Okay, the parable actually was a picture to show the generosity and the graciousness of the landowner. See, the hero in the parable are not the ones that are hired last, or it's not about the first group of workers. It's really about the landowner. And this is what Jesus was trying to let the people in his time understand. He is both generous and gracious. Why generous? Okay. But nothing na sinabing generous siya. You see, the landowner agreed with the first group. Okay. To a denarius. You know, a denarius is not a laborer's pay. It is an employee's pay. It is the pay of the soldier. So in other words, kung ikaw, laborer ka lang, you don't deserve a denarius. Pero dahil yun ang hiningi nila, he agreed. Ganon siya ka-generous. Hello, are you with me? Hindi sila pang denarius. Right? Kumbaga, yung presyo ng nagtatrabaho sa call center at yung presyo ng, you know, naghahakot lang ng semento sa construction field, ang layo. Ito, construction field. Right, so, nadaanan ko actually yan sa buhay ko. No? Anyway, so, pero ang layo ng gap na yun. Right? Probably, ito, 700 ang araw nito. 600. Ito, magkano ba labor ngayon? 200? Hindi naman. 400 na ang labor? Okay, yung carpenter, 500, 600, wow, taas na pala ngayon, okay, so. Oh, so parang, so kung ngayon, call center ka, most likely, doble ka, you know, if, even if you're just a startup, 700, 800. So, generous pa rin talaga. Alright? Kasi, pwede niyang i-negotiate yun eh, babaan. Kasi laborer ka lang eh. Pero, sige, he agreed. Okay, so, that's why he's generous. And, the need of the first workers is the same need to the rest of the workers. They were there to find food to eat, to bring home to their family. It's all the same need. The skills may be different, but it's the same need. Okay? And the landowner met that need. Okay, so, verse 13, but he answered one of them, I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? So here it goes. Sometimes, if our focus is ourself and what we think we deserve, and we want God to agree with us rather than us agreeing with God, don't tayo, talo tayo lagi, no? So God, so the landowner said, take your pay, go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Right? So, wow. Kung ikaw yung hired last, wala ka ng ibang isipin kundi grace. Grace to. Biyaya to. Talagang, hello, do you understand? If you understand your situation and your state, Lord, talaga, buti na lang. Hindi po swerte. Malas yun eh, no? So, great, you know, biyaya to. Blessing. Talagang, and you know what's the blessing? Because they get the full wage, they receive beyond what they expected. Verse 15, don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious, talking to the first group, because I am generous? Okay, he's talking about really the evil eye. Or do you have an evil eye because you saw that I was generous? Again, ganun nga kasi, no, pag may nakita ka na generous to yung isa, wow, talagang, no, parang sarap sana sarap maging katulad niya. Ikaw yung recipient, di ba? Okay, so, and he talks about really a evil eye. Okay, so, why does generosity make people envious? Probably because we don't understand how the kingdom of God operates. We think that the kingdom of God is based on merit. We look at what we do, and we look at the goodness of God, and we think, God, I did this, so God, you are good. Okay, Lord, okay, I did something good, you are good, I deserve what is good. Okay, so, why gracious? Here's why he's gracious. Because he himself went out to look for these workers. He had a foreman. That's the job of the foreman. It's supposed to be the foreman who goes out and hires people. But he went out himself, the landowner. He went out. And he didn't just went out once. He went out the second time, 9 o'clock. He went out on the 12. He went out on the 3. He went out even towards the end just to seek kung sino pang pwede niyang i-bless. Because that's what really, this was not just about working in the field. This was about the heart of the landowner to bless, to show and demonstrate his grace. And I believe that's what we all receive. If we have come into a saving knowledge and relationship with God, that's what all we receive. His generosity and his grace in our lives. You see, grace extends to those, even to those who seem to be undeserving. If you think we are here because we deserve it, kakamali tayo. Okay? But if we think na undeserving tayo, pero nandito tayo, isa lang po ang attitude doon. Gratitude. And not just gratitude, that gratitude will end up you really serving God more. Not because of what you can get, but because you begin to see and understand who He is. And that is what the kingdom is all about. The kingdom is all about who He is. It's not about what we get. And there is no question with God wanting to bless. There's no question, there is no, walang away, walang discussion whether God is generous. God is generous. God is gracious. Okay, so the last will be first, verse 16, and the first will be last. Do we relate to God as if He owes us something? Do we do things, okay, to really with the intention so that God will do something back for us? Do we serve God because, okay, it is a good deal? Or we just serve and worship Him because we have experienced really how gracious He is. We know that He is generous and gracious. You know, God always gives us better than what we deserve. You may think you have a hard time right now. You may think now, you know, you're struggling right now. But if you look on God and you really understand and see the heart of God, you still have something better than you deserve. And that is because God is gracious and God is generous to you. Let me just pray. Lord, thank You. Thank You for who You are. Thank You for Your grace. Thank You for Your generosity. Lord, I just pray for Your people that You would just cause Your grace to continually abound. Lord, thank You because You are indeed equally generous and gracious to everyone. And let me just pray for some of you here. Perhaps you have felt that these last few weeks, you know, parang you were expecting something, pero hindi na meet your expectations na yan. It's really affecting you right now. You know, I believe that God is for you and not against you. I believe that God knows exactly where you are right now. And He will always come. Listen, He will always come to give you something better than you deserve. I want to pray for you. If you want to experience fresh grace of God right now, just fresh strength, a renewed strength, a renewed perspective, would you just lift up your hands? Let me pray for your Father. Thank You that You know these people. You know what they're going through, Lord. And Lord, You have never left them, nor have You forsaken them, Lord. But You have always went out to reach out to them, Lord. You have always, Lord God, ministering, Lord God, to them. And I pray that You give them, Lord God, really eyes to see where You are in their situation right now. Give them ears to hear, Lord God, what You are saying. What You would want them, Lord God, to understand in whatever situation they are in right now. And I pray for breakthrough, Lord. I pray that all the more they will be strengthened, that they will not be discouraged, that they will not grumble about this life, Lord. That they would not point a finger to anyone, especially to You. But they would just beat their breasts and humble themselves and trust that You are and You will always be a generous and gracious God. That they can go on serving, that they can go on giving, that they can go on believing, that they can go on trusting, because You really have given them better than what they deserve. Oh Lord, thank You. Thank you for giving us Jesus Christ. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the gift of faith. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the opportunity to respond to our situation, to respond in a way that I choose you, God. And I don't choose to look at this problem and magnify it. I choose you, God. I choose your generosity and your grace in my life. Lord, thank you. Thank you because you are here today to bless your people.